Fraser Rogers chatting with another alum, this time a local product, Brogan O'Brien, back in town here, an extended off season for you, like most people in hockey and sports right now, waiting and seeing to go back to school at Carleton in Ontario. But let's just talk about that, just playing at the university level for a couple years now. How has that been for you, and how's been the last 2 years of playing college hockey?
Yeah, this is I've completed 2 years now, and I've had a lot of fun out there. You know, the hockey is really good. I think even better than I thought it was going to be starting out. So, just kind of waiting to see what happens for this year. It's too bad we're delayed a bit here, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
How was that adjustment, adjusting school and playing hockey at a high level?
Yeah, it was definitely tough at first. Your hockey schedule stays about the same. You're still practicing every day and you're working out every day, and then you got to throw in 4 or 5 classes a term and stuff like that. So it was definitely tough at the beginning. I struggled for sure, but you get used to it, and a lot of guys on the team, they've done it too, so they help you out a lot, and it's been a good adjustment.
What's been harder, a bag skate or cramming for exams at the end of term?
Oh, bag skate, I'm done in 10 minutes or 15 minutes. I'd say the exams are way more tough.
The actual hockey side of things out there, it's a great league, the Ontario Athletic Association. What's been a big adjustment, just the on-ice for you, from going from junior to going to college? Because not just WHL guys, you're playing against some guys from the OHL, from the Q as well, some high-end hockey out there.
Yeah, it's funny, you go out there and you don't even know anybody or guys in any other teams. You didn't grow up playing against any of them. But, no, it's definitely a lot different. I mean, everybody's older compared to when you're playing in the Western League. Either you're a young guy, you're playing against older guys, or you're an older 19, 20-year-old player playing against some younger kids. So, yeah, everybody's around the same age. They're all big, strong adults now and stuff. So it definitely changes the way hockey is a bit out there for sure.
You got some familiar faces, though, out there. Aaron Boyd with you, Cody McDonald as well. What's that been like to have some connections and have some former teammates now with you at the college level?
Boyder came out with me. We both had our first year together, and it was awesome. It made it way easier to go out with somebody you already know. And then it was nice to have Cody come out last year as well and have another familiar face, and maybe we'll have some more later on down the road.
Have you developed a nice rivalry with Josh Curtis and Jared Bethune yet as well? They play at Queens. Has it been a good rivalry yet between the five of you, the back and forth, the text messages, I imagine?
Yeah, it hasn't gotten too heated yet, but no, it's always fun playing against guys you've played with before and stuff, and it's nice to always go chat with them after the game, and it's been really fun.
And for you, Brogan, what's it been like this offseason? So many guys have had such weird schedules with, you know, cancellation of seasons, extended off seasons because training camps are now being pushed back. How's that affected you at the Canadian college level, and what's the timeline for you right now?
I mean, yeah, normally I would have been skating now for at least almost 2 months, and I'm just going on back on the ice this week, so it'll be probably a little rusty out there, but we'll see how it goes.
And we were just talking before we did the interview, it sounds like you're doing some online classes right now. Do you have a rough timeline on when you think you might go back? Because I know right now it's probably just wait and see.
Yeah, so all the classes are online for the first semester, so kind of just waiting to see what happens with the hockey side of it, and maybe I'll go back in a month or so.
What's it like being home?
Yeah, I always love coming back home, get to see everybody, and get to hang out with my family for a few months of the year, maybe a little bit longer this year, but it's awesome coming home to see them.
Okay, one last quick thing. You're inside the CN Center, you walk in here, do some memories come flooding back for you when you come in this building?
Yeah, it's pretty funny actually, see pictures of guys. The biggest one that made me laugh is walking by and seeing the picture of Joe Carvalho on the post over there. But yeah, a lot of good memories in this ring for sure.